Let's take a look at the worksheet number 2 for common stock valuation. Worksheet number 1 were all made-up companies, but here we actually take a look at some real companies. And the first company we'll take a look at is Disney, the Walt Disney Company. At the time of this writing, it was selling for around $80 a share, mid-February or so. And their earnings per share is $3.64. The 5-year average PE is 18. So if Disney's earnings per share are expected to grow at 12% next year, what would you expect their price to be? Well, as we did in the presentation, we take the historical PE ratio and multiply it by projected earnings next year. Well, how do we get the projected earnings next year? We take the current earnings per share and multiply that times 1 plus the projected earnings per share growth rate. So plugging in the numbers, we have a historical PE ratio of 18 times the $3.64 of current earnings per share times 1 plus 12%, which is 1 plus 0.12 or 1.12, and we wind up with $73.30. Not that great, huh? It's selling for $80, and we think it's going to be worth $73 next year. And then number 2 uses the cash flow per share, and we find that currently it's $5.35. Their 5-year average price to cash flow ratio is 13, and we expect the cash flow to grow by 10% next year. So what would you expect their price to be? Take the historical price to cash flow ratio of 13 times the current cash flow per share of $5.35 times 1 plus the projected cash flow per share growth rate of 10%, and that's 1.10, 1 plus that, and you wind up with $76.50. Again, the stock is selling for $80. Finally, number 3, the sales per share is currently $22.32, and the 5-year average price to sales ratio is 3.1, and the analysts are saying they expect their sales to grow by 8% next year. What would you expect their price to be? The historical price to sales ratio, 3.1, times the current sales per share of $22.32, times 1 plus the 8% projected sales per share growth rate, 1.08, and we get $74.73. So the price ratios are not too excited, not too optimistic about Disney's price next year. Oh well, sometimes the models tell us things that we don't want to hear. Just a few years ago, the models were telling us that, oh boy, yeah, the prices were way down. Now, after 5 years of pretty good, even though volatile, price appreciation, the models are saying, hey, you know, stocks aren't the screaming deal they were back in 2008 and 9. Does that mean they won't continue to go up? No. No, the models are just ways to point us in certain directions. They are not the end all, the be all. Do we really want to own Disney? Right, exactly. Do the 60 second pep talk of why you want to buy Disney, or why you want to sell Disney, or why you don't want to own it. Number 4, CenterPoint Energy. Utility, right, is exactly what you expected, because that's what we did in the presentation, that's what we did in worksheet number 1, and worksheet number 2, and look at the assignment, it's going to look very dissimilar. Currently selling for around $24.50. It has been consistently paying 95 cents in dividends. The dividends are not growing. What model are we going to use? Right, the zero growth model. It's a utility. If our expected rate of return is 5%, how much would we be willing to pay for the stock? Would we consider the stock a good investment at $24.50? Well, if you go back and look at the formula, I have the formula sheet in front of you. The zero growth model is the annual dividends divided by the required rate of return. Annual dividends, 95 cents, divided by our 5% required rate of return. Hey, it's a utility. What do you expect? And that turns out to be $19. So we believe it is only worth $19, but the market is asking us to pay $24.50. So we say, you know what? It's not that great of investment for us. Now, if we were to redo with 4%, maybe it would be. Maybe it would be 3%. Remember, it's a low interest rate environment. Bonds are not paying that well, and many stocks are paying 2, 3%, so we might have to reevaluate if we really wanted the company. Or we might say, you know what, we need to look someplace else. All right. Let's take a look at number five, Waste Management Incorporated. Now, I often discuss this stock in class, and I'm not recommending it, folks. I'm not saying you should go out and buy it. I just like it because it is such a different company from Titter and Farcebook and, you know, all these social media, high tech, and brand new companies. What does this company do? What does Waste Management do? They pick up the trash, right? Is somebody going to be picking up the trash 50 years from now? Yes. Is somebody going to be watching kitten videos in MySpace book? I don't know. 50 years from now, I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know somebody's going to have to pick up the trash. And so that's why I use this as an example. And it was a screaming good deal a few years ago, but now we're going to find out that our model is saying that, you know what, I think it's overpriced. They're currently selling for around $41 a share and paying $1.46 per year in dividends. And they've been growing their dividends at a constant rate of about 6%. If our expected rate of return is 10%, at what price would we consider Waste Management to be a good investment? Now, here's the key. They've been growing the dividend at a constant rate. I can't make it much more plainer, right? Constant perpetual growth model. Silly name, but that's the name they use. And so that formula is a little trickier. It's the annual dividends times 1 plus the dividend growth rate divided by the required rate of return minus the dividend growth rate. So you plug in the numbers, you get $1.46 times 1 plus 6%, 1.06. And you divide that by 10% minus 6%, which is 4%. So you get $1.5476 divided by 0.04, and you get $38.69. Not a very good investment for us. We believe it's worth $38.69, but the market price is $41. Now, that's with a required rate of return of 10%. What if we lowered our expectations and only required 8% or 9%? Then it would come up with a different number. It would come up with a drastically different number. So the model is telling us, hey, we don't think you're going to get to, well, we don't know. We'll see what happens in 3, 2, 3, 4 years, but still. This is typical after a 5-year run of really, really good returns. Exactly. Number six, in the order that we did them in the presentation and in the order of worksheet number one and worksheet number two, we now have a discounted cash flow model. Yum Brands. When you say that, people go, what? You know, that's the name for the company that owns Kentucky Fried Rat, Taco Smell, and Pizza Crap. And yes, that's exactly what I call them because that's what they're selling. They're selling you garbage that you put in your mouth and is not very good for you. If you want to do it maybe once every 2 or 3 months, go ahead. But this stuff is really bad for you. But it makes a lot of money for Yum Brands. And who used to own Yum Brands? Pepsi. Pepsi used to own these companies. They spun them off in the late 90s. They originally called it Tricon. What a silly name, Tricon something or other. But their symbol was Yum on the stock exchange, was Yum. So they eventually got rid of Tricon and they just called themselves Yum. But nobody knows them as that. They know them as Kentucky Fried Chicken and Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. And they're currently selling for about $73. By the way, Kentucky Fried Chicken is doing really, really well in China. Or at least they did until the bird flu came along. Are currently selling for around $73 per... There's an interesting case study, folks. There has never been a documented case of people getting the bird flu from dead cooked chickens, from dead cooked birds. The birds have to be alive before you can contract it. But that didn't stop people from running away from Kentucky Fried Chicken because they were afraid of the bird flu. Yeah. So it's selling for around $73 a share. The dividends for the next 3 years are expected to be $1.48 in 2014, $1.58 in 2015, and $1.70 in 2016. And we forecast the price per share to be approximately $96 at the end of 2016. Or we went to the value line and took a look, and the value line said, yeah, we think it's going to be between $92 and $105, sort of, so we took $96. If we desire a rate of return of 11%, using the discounted cash flow model is the name I should have put there. It's also called the dividends and earnings model. I'm going to change that because that's not as popular a name. We call it the discounted cash flow model. Would we consider this a good investment? So how do we do this? Do you remember the spreadsheet? You can use the spreadsheet. Go ahead and use it. Or make your own. And it's 2014, 2015, and 2016 is what I first put, the year. Then we put the future cash flows. For 2014, it's $1.48. For 2015, it's $1.58. And for 2016, it's the dividend of $1.70 plus the $96 that we think the stock is going to be worth at the time. So that's $97.70. You then, right next to them, put down the present value multipliers for years 1, 2, and 3 at 11%. So you need the table. The first year, the present value multiplier for 11% is 0.901. The second year, it's 0.812. And the third year, it's 0.731. Remember the spreadsheet? If you want to take a look at the answer key, okay. Or just take a look at the spreadsheet on the sample spreadsheets. Pretzels Unlimited, and then Jimba Jumba Jumba Juice for worksheet number one. Discounted cash flows. So now, what do? We take those future cash flows, and we multiply them times the present value multipliers for the year 2014, year 2015, year 2016. The numbers I got with my calculator are 1.33348, 1.28296, and 71.4187. And remember, you don't have to be precise. You add those three up, and it turns out that we believe the present value, what it's worth right today for us, is $74 and about 4 cents, about a little over 74 bucks. So hey, if we require 11% return on our investment, we believe it is a good investment for us. We believe it is worth $74 and 4 cents, and it's currently selling for $73. Now, is it that great a deal? Yeah, we're just barely making our 11%. If we were to bump it up to 12%, you think we'd make it? Probably not. If we bumped it down to 10, we'd have a more a better margin of a cushion. We'd have a better margin of error, so to speak. But still, the deals are not as screaming good as they were when the market tanked 50, 60% back in 2008 and 2009. And make sure you understand this. Make sure you understand this, and you can do it. Realizing that as soon as you do it, not as soon as you do it, but after you've done it, throw away the numbers and then ask yourself, do you really want to own a company that sells garbage to people that put the... That I really want to own a company like Yum Brands that is very popular all around the world. Okay, anyway. Number 7, the price of BioLace technology. I think that's how you say it, BioLace. They're up in Orange County somewhere. It's currently selling for around $3 per share. Now, they're losing money, they're paying no dividends, but they have patents on teeth cleaning and whitening technologies that should be very popular and profitable in the future. Cool. Here's one of those biotech companies that I was always a sucker for. I haven't bought any of their shares, and I don't plan on doing. I'm glad I didn't, because they've actually gone down. But anyway, the average of the analysts' estimates for the stock price next year is $4. So the analysts are pretty excited. That's a 33% rise in 1 year. We expect that the price will be approximately $6, okay, in 5 years. Oh, I wrote that. We estimate the price will be approximately $6 price in 5 years. I have to fix this. If our desired rate of return is 14%, because we are going to, you know, buy one of these high flyers that can make us rich, 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 would this be a good buy? Well, we can still use the discounted cash flow model. How can we? Well, there's no value from the dividends because there's no dividends. But we expect the stock price to be $6 in 5 years, and we want a return of 14%. So we go over to 14% on our price, our present value table. We go down to 5 years, and we see that the present value multiplier is 0.519. So you multiply $6 times 0.519, and you get $3.11. So, okay, it's a good investment for us, but oh boy, is this a very risky stock. It's the kind of stock that can make you very, very wealthy. As Peter Lynch likes to say, a 10-bagger could go up to $30 a share, or it could go down to 3 cents. And I wrote in the margin here, Benjamin Graham would not approve of this stock. He would call it speculative. And he'd be right, because we're betting on a future that is not necessarily clear, and it's not necessarily clear that it's going to happen. Somebody could come along with something that's better and cheaper and safer, and all of a sudden BioLace becomes worthless. Make sense? Good. Now go back and do these again. You do them enough times, folks, and you will find that the calculations really aren't that hard. They look very difficult until you do them, and then you go, oh, I can do this. And again, I'm going to say it one more time. All we are doing is tilting the odds in our favor. And once we've done all the calculations, we just throw them away and ask ourselves, do I really want to own Disney or Centerpoint Energy or Waste Management, Yum Brands, or BioLace? Because we're buying a business. All right. Knock 'em dead, folks. Bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College and become the greatest investors the world has seen.